Amazing climbs.
What was the last thing you climbed? A wall? A tree? A hill? What about a mountain face? Here are some incredible buildings and mountains that climbers have scaled.
The Shanghai Tower. The Shanghai Tower is a 632-meter building in Shanghai, China. In February 2014, Russian climbers Vitaly Raskolov and Vadim Makarov scaled the building, then climbed another 20 meters up the construction cranes on top of the tower. Wearing GoPro cameras, a video of their high five at the top went viral.
The Majlis Al-Jin Cave. The Majlis Al-Jin Cave has the second largest cave chamber in the world. It's located in the Sultanate of Oman, 100 kilometers southeast of Muscat. In March 2014, Stefan Glauwerks and Chris Sharma became the first people to climb out of it. To climb from the bowels of the earth back into the light is one of the most impressive things I've done, Stefan later said.
The Burj Khalifa. At 829.8 meters, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, is the world's tallest building. It was officially opened in January 2010. In March 2011, Frenchman Alain Robert climbed up it in about 6 hours. He wore a safety harness and was attached to a rope to comply with safety regulations, but scaled the building without relying on either.
Naranjo de Bulnes. Naranjo de Bulnes is a mountain in the Picos de Europa, a range of mountains in Asturias, in the north of Spain. At 2,529 meters, it isn't the highest peak, but it's got what some describe as a terrifying 550-meter vertical wall on its west face called Orbayu. It was finally conquered by Basque brothers Ineco and Ikapu in September 2009.
The Telefonic Building. The Telefonic Building is a 132-meter structure in Santiago, Chile. It's the tallest building in the country and was built by the telecommunications company Telefonica to look just like a mobile phone. In March 2014, American climber Dan Goodwin scaled the building using ropes and suction cups. The solo climb was recorded for the TV series Superhumans.
The Delicate Arch. The Delicate Arch is a 20-meter-high rock formation in Arches National Park, Utah, USA. There are over 2,000 natural sandstone arches in the park. They're extremely fragile, and 43 have collapsed since 1970. In 2006, American climber Dean Potter made the first free solo ascent of the arch. Although it isn't illegal, he received a lot of negative criticism for the climb.
Now, how incredible is that?